We're going to head to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Campbell. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Doing good, Ken. Good morning.
Thank you for your time. And obviously a tough afternoon Saturday at Ypsilanti with that 28-26 setback against the Eagles. And after getting back to your office, talk about the performance by your Rockets.
Yeah, well, first of all, hats off to Chris and his staff and players at Eastern Michigan for playing a good game and, you know, getting a win. You know, unfortunately, our football team didn't start very well. You know, we had just almost as many penalty yards in the first quarter as we did total yards. And, you know, any time that you start like that, no matter who you're playing, it's not going to really matter. You don't give yourself a chance to win. So, very undisciplined start, a team that was, in my opinion, not ready to go play. And that doesn't, that doesn't go any farther than the head football coach. So, you know, that's on me to get our guys to prepare better and to get ready to go play and, just be better in this, to start the game. But, you know, after the halftime deficit there, getting down 28-3, you know, I think our team showed a lot of fight and a lot of resiliency of coming back and, you know, obviously having a chance to tie the game on a two-point conversion that, you know, really as time was, you know, really getting ready to expire there. And I thought there was our team showed a lot of grit, toughness, and fight, but just could not overcome a terrible start.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously down 28-3 in the first half, the frustrations of the inefficiencies of your squad, but I guess the mettle of your team coming back in the second half, and particularly in the fourth quarter to make that an opportunity to go into post to overtime. Talk about the resiliency of your Rockets team.
Well, one of my major issues with our football team all year has been playing complementary football, and I thought for 30 minutes we did that. And, you know, obviously when you're able to do that, you know, extend drives offensively and put points on the board and then get off the field on third down on defense, you know, we're a pretty good team. But we're not able to do that. We're not a good team. So it's a tale of two halves, and I think that's the statistic that really sticks out to me is the efficiency on third down and really playing really good situational football. You know, and we have to learn as a group. You know, we are a young team, but, you know, that's not an excuse. That we have to learn as in a group to, you know, handle those situations better, and we've got to continue to practice and get better at those things because, you know, it's not like they're not going to show up again.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Campbell.
Our next question is from Rachel Lindsay with the Buffalo News.
Hi, Jason. You've been at Toledo since about 2009, and you've helped, you know, build that program into being a successful program first, you know, with Tim Beckman and then with Matt Campbell and then under, you know, your helm. Over the weekend, Lance Leipold said, you know, he wants to build his program at Buffalo to be like a Toledo. And what does that mean to see a program that's on the rise model itself after the Rockets?
Well, first of all, good morning. And, yeah, it's a great question. You know, Lance is a great football coach. They've got a great staff. You know, they're going to do things the right way and the correct way. I think that's, you know, that goes back to, you know, many battles that we had with him and when he was at Whitewater and we were at Mount Union. I think that program was built the right way from the inside out. And, you know, that's probably what you're seeing right now with Buffalo as well. And I think this is a team leading into the season that I thought would have a really good year and kind of, in my head, predicted that maybe this would be a game where they would come in here either undefeated or maybe one or two losses, and they're playing right to what my expectations were because they're talented, they're buying in and believing to what the coaching staff is preaching to them, and when you have that, I think you got a chance to be pretty good. You know, they're aided by a really good defense, they've gotten some really good quarterback play, and some guys on the perimeter that can really, you know, threaten you and put some pressure on you. But, you know, but to hear a good coach like Lance say that about Toledo, that's, you know, that's obviously makes you feel good. But, you know, we're looking forward to playing them on Saturday as well.
Right. And you know, you'd mentioned Mount Union. That was really important in your formative years as a player and a coach. But a lot of the philosophies that you implemented at Toledo, you know, with Tim Beckman and then Matt Campbell, did that come from your time at Mount Union?
I think a lot of that is from there. I think that probably not a day that passes by that there's not something that's either consciously done or unconsciously done, you know, to on my actions and how I approach things or, you know, my message to the team that doesn't have some type of Larry Karras influence or some type of Mount Union influence in it. That's where I learned football. That's where I learned how to prepare. That's how I learned, you know, what, you know, to anticipate problems. A lot of those things are are cut from that cloth. So, yeah, definitely.
All right. Great. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Evan Meyer with the Mac Reporter Online.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Good morning, Evan.
You're facing a very good Buffalo team. Everybody knows about who covers the Mac. They know about Jackson. They know about Osborne, and they're two freshman running backs. But talk to me about Khalil Hodge. How good is he, and how good can he be when you take a look at him?
Well, he's a tackling machine, and he's a very active guy that has his eyes always in the right spot, you know. And I think any time you're coaching or have the ability to be around a really good linebacker, that's one of the characteristics. They're very disciplined with their eyes. They're very disciplined with their details. They trust their eyes. They trust the coaching, and you know, and credit their scheme a little bit too. They allow him to go play fast and go make plays. You know, he's got a knack for the football and a nose for the ball, and you know, he's an exciting player to watch on videotape, but, you know, credit the coaches for putting him in a good position to where he can go do the things that he's capable of doing.
And also about their tandem of freshman running backs. Everybody knew about Reed coming into the season, but these two that have come in this season have really ran the ball hard, and they're going to be a task for your defense on Saturday.
They're both very good. You know, I think they're very balanced on offense, though. I think that's one thing that they can't get confused here. I think the quarterback and his ability to stretch the field vertically obviously gets safeties backed up a little bit, and you know, when those guys break through the first and second level of defense, they don't have safeties diving at their legs a lot. So you know, a good quarterback's a good running back's best friend. I think you've seen that here in the last couple of years in our program. You know, Logan Woodside was aided by Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt was obviously aided by Logan Woodside's ability to stretch the field vertically with the ball. So they go hand in hand, and they got a nice combination there.
Thank you, Coach. The very best of luck.
Thanks.
Jason, with the disappointing performance you had in the first half against Eastern Michigan, obviously it's not going to be hard to motivate your team this week to get out there and be excited, obviously, with this opportunity to face Buffalo on Saturday.
Well, you know, we're going to continue to find out about our football team and find out who we are. And, you know, that's one of the cool things about coaching. You know, that's what's fun about practicing, and that's what's fun about the journey. That's why this thing's a marathon and not a sprint. That's why you're judged at the end of the season and not, you know, what each week looks like. And I think our guys got to continue to buy into the philosophy of getting better every day and keep understanding that it's important to put good days together, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Jason, we'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo. Again, I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thank you. For Toledo, coming off the 28-26 loss in that contest, again, Cody Thompson finished with 3 catches for 37 yards, and he had his 26th touchdown of his career, which set Toledo's all-time career receiving touchdown record with now, again, his 26th, surpassing Lance Moore and Eric Page. For Toledo, they will be hosting Buffalo this coming Saturday at noon Eastern. Again, that game available on ESPN Plus. In addition to both in the Toledo market, CBS affiliate WTOL, and in Buffalo, the NBC affiliate WGRZ.